During the 2012 year, it's been a challenging, as always, year for the research, but we feel like we're moving forward and have had some success in continuing the support for the programs as well as making progress in several areas, one being the October announcement of the registration of an expanded use for Admire Pro from Bayer Crop Science to use on young citrus plantings. The goal there is to protect them from psyllids in their early life to slow the spread of the disease. So that's been a real help. It's provided the industry a second application of that product during the growing season for those trees. In addition, we've made a lot of progress on some of the short-term goals to better understand what's going on with the use of foliar nutrition to complement what growers do in soil-applied materials. Looking at some of the other solutions, we're making headway in near-term, sort of the commercialization of some products. We have a short list of RNAi molecules that might be useful in disrupting psyllids, and we also have a short list of antimicrobial products that, when applied to the trees, potentially could lower the titer of the trees and act as a therapeutic treatment for HLB. Those products are moving through our commercial product development committee, and we're working with scientists to continue to evaluate which of those short-term products have the best potential, and at the same time, we're looking for commercial partners to try to move those to utility in the industry. And we've also had some success in securing funding. We have a five-year, $9 million project that was approved this fall to address the issue of maybe finding a psyllid that's not capable of transmitting the disease and putting that out in as sort of a biological control strategy. And so that work has begun, and it's a fairly large-scale nationwide program that involves 15 institutions and 44 scientists. So that's another real promising lead, and we're looking forward. You know, at the same time, there's good progress being made on the search for resistant plants and the evaluation of those under greenhouse and field conditions. So we think we have quite a bit of success moving forward at short term. Also progress moving forward in the longer term.
The commercialization effort of the CRDF really got cranking this year, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Before this year, it was more an idea that at some point we need to move forward. And as the projects showed promise, we moved them into this routing system, if you will. And at the same time, we found a facilitator in Dr. Jim Dukowitz to help lead that project area. And so we have a number of specific projects that are moving forward in that area, and he's overseeing those, making the right approaches to commercial partners and institutions. The projects that we have underway are moving forward, both in terms of developing further science and at the same time looking at commercial partners, institutions that want to help. And so in that way, CRDF is really working as a facilitator so that we make sure that research results are delivered and not just put on the shelf. So we're real optimistic about that, and I think as more research results come forward, we'll have the mechanism in place to really move that to providing those solutions directly to the industry.
Looking ahead to 2013, what do you see the foundation focusing on? More of the same?
Well, we have about 130 projects right now that are spread from short to intermediate to long term, and one of the things that's a goal for us in 2013 is to look more closely at some of those areas of research and see how well we've done during this first 3 or 4 years and bring to closure some of those things that have yielded results and maybe some of the others that don't look as promising, kind of move on to the next stage. And in that vein, we're currently just receiving and getting ready to review the next cycle of proposals that will be approved. Among those that are most vital will be approved in February of 2013. So we'll have another round of proposals moving forward. I think it's important to just reiterate that the growers ask every day, you know, how much closer are we? How much time is it going to take to move this forward? So there's continued urgency in trying to not only encourage the science, but try to identify the timelines that are going to be important for delivery and keep the right balance. And that's one of the challenges that we face.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.